us. Ah, what a vapor, so strong, yet so mild, so caressing as it slips down the throat. Then comes that warm aroma that energizes and exudes goodwill. That right.
May I state emphatically that this recording will
not cure you of anything.
But you couldn't stop yourself from broadcasting. Where are you going?
This was the beginning of the show, really.
It really was. I mean, you know, as much as...
Kim.
Or any other thing that would be much more fun to do. I don't intend to reach the Hall of Fame for having been undersmayed to a dame. You're always on a cloud,
a thing you're not allowed. My orders are to see that you keep both feet on the ground.
The key sort of, I don't know, character paradigms of the show, which is dynamic, played out every week over some kind of insane science or scientific, you know, horror or experiment or something. I always love it.
What the hell? I can't keep it steady. The trajectory is way off course.
To be around.
The 150 grams of sucrose maintain at 70 degrees Fahrenheit for 120 hours. 30 milliliters at 80 degrees.
What formula are you rattling off at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Formula for root beer.
Root beer. That's what's so important you couldn't stop yourself from broadcasting.
Wonderful. 50 gauss.
God. What the hell is that?
Your body's normal muscle response. It's perfectly natural. You may also experience an involuntary bowel movement.
Great.
I finally began to wonder if you were real.
Just strange.
I have looked for you.
They stand behind me to remind me who and what I.
Dr. Nevertall, your pizza is here.
Oh, wait.
Sometimes, like tonight, for instance, we get no answer. And echo will always sound. But sometimes the human brain sleeps.
And you bring me back to life.
With brain damage.
I've seen some odd things from my past, too. I thought it might be brain damage.
In your case, it probably is.
Keep that up, Beauchamp, and your brain will turn into a sponge.
The time is running out. Riot and revolution in the streets is telling us the time is running out.
Hey,
the powder keg of Israel
is
setting on a powder
keg. The doctor he needs for his head.
To explode in any moment.
Thank you.
said that the radio station won't pay for any more of your fines.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about WRQE.
We play all the biggest names in soft rock and light jazz. Well, I have to say, I've heard of you, but I'm not too familiar with your show. I don't stay up that late anymore.
Wait a minute.
The What's Happening
Sound. What about the rest
sound?
Of the show?
Pleasure to meet you.
This is the What's Happening Sound. Radio, that's where it is.
What do you mean?
We play all the biggest names in soft rock and light jazz.
Did I mention it?
Whatever you think you said, you didn't say.
Synaptic transfer system, shared dream state. Human brain generates a quantifiable electric field. I posited in 1976 that it is possible to synchronize the fields of two distinct minds to allow the sharing of information across the unconscious state. Like a string between two tin cans. And this will rip open your consciousness.
By the miracle
and in each
of
case,
recording,
the doctor disappeared shortly after.
With doors wide open, and the call of God's going to a lost and dying world to get in. But drops of rains of God's judgment are beginning to fall tonight.
I can try to correct course at apogee.
Get us back down on the surface.
What?
And then, almost 15 years later, he appeared in Vienna.
The performance remained fresh. The faster you work, too much rehearsal, too much planning, too much time spent setting everything up can sort of, you know, bring the energy levels down.
Like this.
Highway safety.
Relativity.
If I convert into sound different measurements and I listen to them, it will sound like a symphonic orchestra. You can get a sense of the science inside of that orchestration.
That's a better act out.
Yeah, for sure.
So now you're wondering what the hell's going on.
And our whole journey has been for nothing.
In the past, people spoke about the music of the spheres. That the universe exists in this wonderful harmony. Because if we only see with our eyes, our perception is very high.
So basically what we're saying to the audience is a huge waste of time.
the range of those already discovered.
We hypothesized that these waves could be used to communicate information. Government, of course, is extremely interested. It was a brilliant idea, a theory, but a good one.
The
sword!
The
apologize for what has to be horrible, Garland.
Oh, this is bad. Oh, this is weird. I'm tasting.
Oh, it's delicious.
Right, so casting. I'm
gonna
write this down. Right, so casting. What else? Like maybe how we met and stuff.
Sure. How the show evolved. Where
the judge made in the recent Chicago trial is not the point.
What food we like?
We like original.
We should talk about food for a minute.
Yeah.
We'll talk about food at some point. We'll do that later. How about the pattern? Can I have the pattern?
A handful of oddballs
and
deliberately set out
to disrupt the most basic protection of our society.
Transcend the illusion and approach the realm of art.
For 21 and a half hours, day in and day out.
Anybody got a visual?
We need to move location and get a better signal.
Are you guys doing it? Okay.
Obviously, whatever you want to write, I think the critical thing is to write it because you can always find evidence to support versions of what it is you want to do. It's sort of like statistics. Like you can sort of make the numbers work to your, you know, your advantage. But the
only 43% of the time.
The point is that the new technique of disruption is spreading like wildfire throughout the country. The tactic is to provoke and inflame in the hope that overreaction will obliterate the true nature of the proceeding. The Democratic Party has not been neglected.
They want to use the network to send the most clandestine information. They called it the Ghost Network.
develop a method where they could transmit directly from one person
Oi!
To another.
Hey, Koi!
I surmised that I could introduce
Oi!
An iridium-based organometallic compound into the subject's brain.
You have got to be kidding me.
And disarming the audience with that with humor, I think it's kind of an important way to getting them to accept whatever craziness you're trying to float. You know.
Making LSD.
Right.
You know, there's sort of a funny, that I also think that the fact that, in that humor, the fact that the guy who sort of embraces drug use, there's a kind of PC thing, obviously, you know, hey, use drugs, it's the best, but like the fact that the crazy guy who's in a mental institution, you know, is
responsible for administering LSD.
Yeah, I mean, he celebrates it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something kind of, you know, wonderful, especially because he's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of lets you do something that would, I think, not be considered, you know, publicly acceptable. And yet, that's sort of the fun of it.
Courage searches the stairs.
You need no special preparation.
The furniture, everything in the house was
warmed into the sky. The trees crashed around
wildly, dashing to pieces. And the force of the express in the air. Then there was a roar like a
And in no way are we saying...
What was that?
I'm here. Apparently not.
I can see them whenever I want. Our audience.
Suffice to say that we've reached a point where science and technology have advanced at such an exponential rate for so long, it may be way beyond our ability to regulate and control them.
Long, so it's right.
That's the problem with this little extra special day that we have here in the middle of the night. It's almost
so cute.
It's like I have this day, and until I listen back to it, I don't know what happens sometimes because I'm asleep before I get up to come here, and then I go back home and I go back to sleep. So it's sort of like a dream. strange dream that involves donuts at the end of it.
It's dollars to donuts.
That's the big reward. It's not doing the show necessarily.
Just press this toggle and get a donut. This toggle gives you the
terrifying sugar, grease, and salt at the end.
Ah, yes, but we've all been good little boys this year, right?
I don't know who you're talking to. It can't be me.
I can hear them. Little last breath still sighing their sighs.
Tremendous. Donald will stop Envy if you want him. Totally awesome, amazing, and tremendous. He'll stop it. He can do anything. It's amazing.
And a lot of people would ask, how did this plane land? And I think Kirk says in his briefing, it was automatic pilot. And people ask, is that even possible? And you should know that we've been using automated planes since World War II. JFK's older brother, Joe Kennedy Jr., died on a remote control bomber.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm keeping track of how many
of
Kennedy references Orsi gives us tonight. But also, I think we should keep track of the conspiracies that we discuss, mm-hmm. which are some of my favorite things.
That wasn't a conspiracy. That's
no,
a historical.
No, I haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
Brand
and,
new list.
And a lot of what ended up, you know, those were a lot of conversations we had.
This subject is discussed at length in your written lesson. But in general, the decision on whether to interrupt the program for the program depends on the relative importance of the program for the brief and the importance of the program.
Most of all, you're going to have to remember, it's not going to be a perfect
program.
You know, and then I think as we started talking more and more about it, it felt like it needed something else to ground it, an access point for the audience.
Well, I remember, you know, there were so many iterations of kind of what we wanted to do.
Yeah,
I mean,
many.
This whole thing, you know, categories, right. Trying to follow that. But I remember, you know, when I first, and we're kind of switching over, Barb thought, you know, I knew I was going to, we had sort of vague ideas, but it was something that, it was really one of those, I already discussed with, things where I just knew it would be so much more fun to do it with you guys. And so I remember when I called you, I was like, you know, please do the show with me. Come on, this could be awesome. And when we started talking about, well, what would we want to do? What would the show be? And
I think it's time for some intracranial penetration.
Not remotely.
What did you say?
Nothing. Not remotely.
Why?
Those words. I'm sure I've heard them before. Oh, I remember. It was Christina. She was a patient.
Here?
No.
I know it.
She was a full-time patient. Been there since she was a child. Yeah, she was a strange one. Whenever anything, any kind of show was laid on, she became scared. She'd run away and hide. Poor love.
All right. Everyone. And obviously, this is also, we're taking calls.
Yeah.
So anyone wants to suggest things. Yeah. Hello, we talked about this for a second. These crazy, floating, weird Cronenberg thing. And is there anything else you want to talk about with that?
Was that the Kennedy wing just now?
Yeah. That's two.
Yeah, that's two right there.
They came at night, came to the village.
How old were you at the time?
Just a child. 5, I think, or 6. Are you visiting someone? It was music, hurdy-gurdy music, and a man with fire in his hands. A man in dark clothes and a woman. She seemed to glisten.
So no more transmissions?
No.
What is it?
I thought I saw something.
Saw what?
Ghosts.
Don't be stupid.
My guess is once you arrived at the South Station with the cavalry, they realized the ghost network was compromised and stopped broadcasting on it.
If cinema killed the show, maybe this is their way of fighting back.
And now they're looking for a new audience.
They touched you. I can sense it. They touched you as they passed you by. He spoke to me. He asked if I would like to join the show. He took a kind of flask out of his pocket. It was polished like silver. I asked him his name. Oh, I shall never forget it. I never shall. He said he was the show. I would be in his audience forever. I turned and ran away as fast as I could.
Not intended for amusement
or entertainment.
What am I listening to now, Mother? Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic. I've never heard sensors that powerful before.
They keep the lights on all night, so we have to assume the sensors are on, too.
Maybe.
Great. The world's most boring human. How the hell are we going to get close enough to record it?
Laser sight interlock. Engage. You ready to seal the room?
Systems armed, sir. Ready on your order.
Prepare to seal the room on my count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Attention, all personnel. The room is sealed. I repeat, the room is sealed.
Frankly, I was expecting more. This exercise is devoted.
Security, stand down.
Here we go. Church Stratton, 1901. People went missing when a show visited the town. And there was one earlier on, 1898. A small village called Wellsfield. Children have been told to hold their breath while the show passes by.
Yeah, this local paper didn't take it seriously.
That's my uncle's kayak.
By the way, that was a theremin sound you had when you went through the letters. Yes, we did. We did have a lot of discussions about conspiracies. I mean, I don't really consider myself a conspiracy theorist, but I sort of.
You would say that.
Love them. Yeah, people like me.
I consider Bob a conspiracy theorist.
You do?
I do. Believe me.
Did someone make you say that?
Maybe.
Are you compelled? Mm.
When I refused to continue, I was harassed, threatened with deportation. I didn't feel like the America I remembered from when I was a boy. Which is why I believe it was the best thing that could ever happen to humanity. No one in power should ever learn what he knows.
The means to the end becomes an end in itself.
Hmm.
The needs of the many.
Outweigh.
The needs.
Of the few.
This won't hurt. Just feel a touch odd. You to keep this dial steady at 60 hertz, 10 gauss, until I tell you otherwise. I believe there are clusters of metal sound images in the visual centers of your brain. I'm going to attempt to move them to those regions which process sound. You'll be shown a series of images. I need you to tell me any sensations you experience as you see each image.
Sounds easy enough.
First image, please.
I'm crazy. It's been like 3-4 months now.
Can I get some coffee?
Roast beef sandwich on a roll. Meat raw as possible. Room temperature water. No ice.
Gotcha.
Do you have jalapenos?
I think he does.
11 of those, please. On the side.
11.
On the side.
You got it. 11.
On the side.
That you love me.
Language, is that like 11 or something?
No.
Good.
It's gonna be harder than
if you are conducting a music program during which you interrupt the flow.
Flow. Music anyway, everyone's
cool. Limits
for a commercial announcement or for some other commentary. Almost any unusual news bulletin of any importance can be announced between records.
Jimmy?
The bulletin would have to be out of the ordinary because if you made a habit of
have a list. Come up with a list. What's important to you? The most important things to you. Write them down. No one can satisfy all 10. It's impossible. If you can satisfy 5 or 6, you're nearly there. You're on your way, kid, to your own perfect world. A good man once told me that life goes by faster than summer vacation. Right. And one day you'll be old enough to understand that. So enjoy it all. You were on my list. And me doing this has given me my own perfect world.
And I thank you for that. I really do.
Everybody.
Define.
Space is great.
By yourselves. You have a choice. You can be forgotten, or you can be remembered as one of the noble few who made it.
It's stupid to argue like this.
Now's the time to go away.
Because there's no way you can go out there without us behind you.
Dig down deep, folks. Now's the time to show why you are the elite, the chosen few.
The rare lights.
The rare lights.
Looking for a transmission.
Orbital sync is established. Docking operation in T-minus 8 minutes.
Dude,
give me a systems check.
Engine temperature's rising.
Andre.
Booster 3 is stuck at 30%.
We've got the launch now.
Late breaking news flash.
Now, news bulletins, it would upset your audience.
Furthermore, if the news was of overwhelming importance, you would not only interrupt any program, perhaps anything short of a speech by the president at any rate, but you would not wait for the end of a record on your music program, but you would cut the record off short, too.
While you can, monk boy.
What time is it? Turn on the radio.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Latest developments have uncovered the most fantastic international atomic spy ring ever conceived. This reporter, in cooperation with our secret agents, are following clues that will eventually bring these foreign conspirators to justice. How long, Mr. and Mrs. America, are we going to continue welcoming these foreign conspirators to our shores?
Too silly for
how
words.
How long are we...
expression is a reductio ad absurdum.
Did you hear that? Hear that?
Yes, we're on our way to see a lawyer.
My American blood boil.
Hey, what the?
Cut it!
Kill it! Cut it!
You don't have to yell, Bob. Well, the whole inspiring, you know.
In a tank full of water. You get in your underwear.
Yeah.
Because I am listening to the radio.
May I state emphatically that this recording will
not cure you of anything.
Finish it.
Oh, let the man do his show.
Then turn on the recording and begin to follow its instructions immediately.
When people talk about paranoid or conspiracy thrillers, they tend to be referring to a very specific moment in history.
You know, the people that have you work in places like this are agents. And agents are the go-between between the performer and the contract, between the performer and the producer.
People have got to know whether or not their president
is a crook. Albatross.
Well, I'm not a crook.
And they look for
everything
talent.
I've got.
When they find the talent, they suck up 10% of him.
The belief that
and they stay with him forever.
Vietnam War in the 1960s,
now, the thing about the agents
institutions may have become co-opted
is they always con me, and it always works. Because they always appeal to my ego. I walk into their office, they go,
David Steinberg, hey, you're looking terrific, David. Gonna move up your career 2 notches while you stand there. They get on the phone, they go,
I haven't flipped up, Dr. Hill.
Hello.
By all the saints.
I've got David Steinberg here. Get me the coast.
Films like The Parallax View, 3 Days of the Code, all the presidents met, and many others.
No one in particular.
Capture the energy in the air of this.
The whole coast. For me.
Hello, Coast? What do you say? Is the kid going to be a star?
The Coast goes...
Whoosh. Is he going to find peace of mind? The Coast goes... Whoosh.
Anything you want, you go to the Coast. The Coast to the William Morris Agency is what Martin Buber is to the rest of the world. The thing you go to for all the questions that have no answers. I got in the elevator once on the 32nd floor. I saw this guy with a hat over his eyes, a coat down to him, about his ankles, bent over.
This software is found in each of your 30 trillion cells.
Going down?
And if all this DNA were unwound, it would be hundreds of thousands. DNA controls the production.
I was in the elevator with the Coast. 5 o'clock in New York City, even the Coast goes home.
Because what I am going to tell you is the truth. And the strange, mystical thing about the truth is
once you've heard it, it remains lodged in your memory forever. And that is, President Nixon has a face that looks like a foot.
I was walking by the television set, and I said, "Hey, why isn't there a shoe and a sock?" President Nixon having one of his face-to-foot confrontations.
Who's that coming through the park, dressed in rhinestones after dark? Looking way too fat to be a cop. Keeping Memphis clean from his long black limousine. Fighting crime with fast karate chops. Oh, now
Elvis was an art in rhinestones after dark. He did his best to keep Memphis drug free. He knew every pill he would be one less on the street. Elvis took them all for you and me.
That they could take their support and stick where the good Lord intended all such.
I still can't believe that the king would have OD'd. He couldn't have done the drugs they say he did. And even though he's DOA,
you know,
I still hear people say that he's got them all out of Graceland somewhere hid.
Elvis was an art in rhinestones after dark. He did his best to keep Memphis drug-free. He knew every pill he'd eat would be one less on the street. Elvis took them all for you and me.
And we parted enemies. Thank God. You know, when a man stays in public life long enough, I guess he's got to expect almost anything to happen to him, but I think you've got to draw the line when your life is threatened. And it came to that because the Klan threatened to kill me. Now, Bess and I had just had our lovely little Margaret, and so naturally we both were very upset about it, but I knew in my heart there was only one way to handle the thing, and that was head on. So the boys were having one of their Klan powwows up at Lee's Summit, Missouri, and I thought it might be just the place to confront them. Now, I wanted to go alone, naturally, but my friend Eddie Jacobson insisted on going with me. And I've got to tell you, it was a very courageous thing for Eddie to do, because Eddie, of course, was one of the things the Klan hated most on this earth. Eddie, was it you? Evening, boys. I understand that some of you threatened to kill me. Well, if you want to take your lives in your hands, let's have a go at it right now. So you're the boys that are going to tell me that I can't hire a Catholic or Negro or Jew or whoever you don't happen to cotton to, huh? Well, being farmkin, you got to know that is pure, undiluted bull. Because I'm going to hire anybody I goddamn well please, boys. Those jobs are for all the people and not just a few hooded bastards like you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Calling yourselves the invisible empire where the good Lord should strike you from the face of this earth. Well, I'm going to leave you, chosen people. But wait a minute. Before I do, I want to tell you what Eddie Jacobson said on the way up here. Eddie said whoever organized your courageous gang had to be a Jew, because only a Jew could sell you, silly idiots, a $1.95 nightshirt for $16. Well, Eddie and I are going to try and find a saloon now and strike up low for liberty.
This is Glenn Campbell. As the American Bicentennial begins, you'll have the opportunity to visit places that saw the march of history. You'll hear the words of famous men and women that stirred our forefathers to win your independence. Take the chance to see firsthand the firearms they used two centuries ago and those that followed that forged the nation and kept our independence intact. Visit the National Rifle Association's Firearms Museum and Historical Gun Collection. The address is 1600 Rhode Island Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C.
As many of us believe
that we will.
All of us, as we have before, and can, nay must, once again, if we are to be, and make no mistake about it, we cannot afford not to be. For, and let us be perfectly clear about this, in the past few months we have proved, without and beyond any doubt, that we do, and will continue to do, strongly, firmly and gently, as we have in the past, and are quite capable of doing yet again. Need I say more? But, and this is a big but, now at the same time, and this is a decision only you can make, shall we? Looking forward as we do, as we all do, indeed, as it is our duty to do at this time of decision. Or not? That is the question you must ask yourselves tonight. But I hear you saying, ah, if only it were that clear. Now I know, and here I must disagree for a moment, for where would the country be without this great land of ours? And I have the facts to bear me out. Today, in this country, 30%. Or, to put it another way, 30 in every 100. Or, to put it in simple terms, 6.7 in every 22.4. As compared with 3% of the entire population for the previous 4 years. What other party can make that claim? But we can't do it alone. We believe as we've always believed and will always believe. For without the future, there can be no tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry.
Peter.
Should we go on supporting foreign dictators? or take better care of the ones we have at home.
Right.
It's essential.
This moment,
when our beloved country has its back to the wall,
like
that we realize how exciting that can be.
On TV, great.
Nope. Oh my God, what do we have here?
We have reached the end of channels.
Did you pick a channel already? You're annoying.
Time to get dirty. Tonight's contestant seems to be a regular, making him a worthy catch. For those unfamiliar, he's been with us for 3 episodes now, and we're dying to see him in a better place.
Hi, I'm Adrienne Barbeau, and this is you.
The highest bidder. He's desperately looking for a lovely somebody to complete his dollar-driven life. For those interested in completing this handsome devil, you can find a handsome devil in a few spots. Chino's Burger Shack, his Bayliner yacht in Pier 44, the South Bay Gentlemen's Club. And lately, he's been passing time with a little birdie at the Pink Flamingo condo.
You said you didn't tell anyone.
I didn't.
The rate of crime would drop, and we could all sleep easier.
Not me by the cops.
So let's get armed and dangerous before it's too late. Guns made America great.
Guns made America big and strong. No one's left to save us. John Wayne's gone. Everybody's picking on the NRA. Tell them guns made America great.
Listen, buddy, I got money. It's in my suitcase. Hold on, buddy. I got money. Listen, pal. I got 100K in my suitcase.
Thank you.
Please. No.
That's very nice.
Wait! No! No!
I think it's time for a love booster. That's right. Now we're 70,000 love points. Oh, just look at that handsome mug.
It likewise promises
only that it will help
normal people make fuller use of their normal personality.
Don't touch that!
What do you think you're doing?
Remember, should you choose to be a D player, make sure to send us a cute picture to collect your well-deserved love points. Until next time, viewers.
Happy hunting.
One for a living wage.
Let us provide new hope that their price of their employment
shall not be an unsafe workplace and a death at an earlier age.
To all those who inhabit our land, from California to the New York Island,
from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, let us provide new hope that prosperity shall not be purchased by poisoning the air, the rivers, and the natural resources that are the greatest gift of this continent. We must insist that our children and our grandchildren shall inherit a land which they can truly call America the Beautiful. Huh? To all those who see the worth of their work and their savings taken by inflation, let us offer new hope for a stable economy. We must meet the pressures of the present by invoking the full power of government to master increasing prices. In candor, we must say that the federal budget can be balanced only by policies that bring us to a balanced prosperity of full employment and price restraint.
Okay, hold on a sec. It's 4 a.m., so I'm a little foggy, but...
Become a KPFA ally, a sustaining partner, the lifeblood of our station. At $10 or more a month, your gift goes further by providing KPFA with a stable source of income to support the programming you value. It's easy, and it provides a tax deduction. Plus, it helps us reduce the amount of time needed for on-air fund drives. To become an ally, go to kpfa.org and click support. Thank you.
Do you know what Area 941 is? It's KPFA.org's new podcasting space. This allows us to expand our programming with more on-demand programs so you can listen when you want or download them at any time. Area 941 is just another reason why people say, I heard it on KPFA.
Hi, I'm Allie Budner, reporter for the Mountain West News Bureau at KRCC Radio in Colorado Springs. I'm also a graduate of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program at KPFA. The program is accepting applications. You can download an application at kpfaapprentice.org or call the station at 510-848-6767, extension 235.
You are listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org.
You know, they do want, I think, diversity in...
Well, on the Puzzling Evidence Show,
he's...
so cool.
Our hopes and prayers stay with you. Our thoughts and prayers at your time of sorrow. Our prayers go with you. We pray on you.
F7 to Central, there's a...
And his daughter.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
What about Margaret Truman?
There's a fire in the basement. A lot of smoke's coming out of the ventilator.
Then Bess Truman. The best of all the Trumans. Give him hell.
Wow, we're in the 60s already. Oh, how'd that happen?
That would be grand.
You'd get a big kiss and a pat on the back.
And a certificate.
They'd send us out the door and say, go at it, boys.
A little frame from Aaron Brothers.
Yeah, we'd get a little certificate. We'd probably get a T-shirt.
Wow, T-shirt. Okay. And a little, little car.
Thank you note.
A little radio-controlled car would be cool.
Yeah.
But you've got the little radio-controlled flying.
I know. See, those should be the premiums for this show. If you subscribe to this show,
a premium for the show,
you would get a radio-controlled helicopter with a camera.
Fun is not an option.
Is that supposed to be your little model helicopter thing?
Nuh-uh.
Well, is that supposed to be your little flying?
That's pure drone satisfaction.
That's the drone the thing. It has been since the very beginning, because we went up to Tule Lake, Dr. Hal and I, and we saw the. Yep, what's left of a concentration camp that occurred. It's not actually, it's an internment camp.
Tule Lake Monks.
But
somebody was probably concentrating.
And the farm machinery was sinking into the ground.
That's a museum. At the fairgrounds main
Such
entrance.
Good farm machinery. Lost.
Lost. You know, I went out to a friend's farm in Sulphur Springs, Texas, and littering ground with beautiful, burnished old tractor seats and giant metal spars and huge, heavy gears. Really neat stuff. It would sell for a lot in California.
Sir.
That's okay. Go ahead. I said, you know, this stuff would be gone in a second in California. Except at Bodie, where you can still walk around in a big field and trip over a gigantic ranch.
You'll keep the name.
The bad men from Bodie.
Yeah, but most of the people were bad there. For instance, one prostitute married the only butcher in town. And then the ladies of the town wouldn't ever speak to her. So he closed up the only butcher shop there and moved to San Francisco.
Where they had plenty of butcher paper.
Smarter than the average bear.
I was walking down the street on the way to the show, and I passed the place that had a sign that seemed to say vegan butcher or butcher vegan. I just can't imagine how that is accomplished, but it's right out there on University. And
kill me some.
At this time, on this historic occasion, I am asked to give to you this package, which is from Lies. And he would be gratifying if you would actually open it and experience its contents, which I am ignorant of.
Right, thank you.
On the on the spot, on the situation, on the show, and watch your reaction. So that is an option. What can I say?
There we go. Did we do it in time? We did. But I hate these old stupid ones. I'm going to have to go learn how to steal the new ones.
Steal this radio station.
Then check out my combo.
Combo, what a wonderful word.
Music nuggets to dream by.
Little fried nuggets of music.
Yes, from Nuggets, California, capital of the cream of the music scene here
in
Golden
State. Well, speaking of pretty girls and all, we just happen to have a kid back here to check out the king.
King size, family size, and new economy size.
That is just...
I dub thee Sir Last-A-Lot. because your family will not need to buy another one of these. But buy two.
Get him a coffee.
Get some sleep.
Oh, okay.
He's right.
Okay.
Take the word of a criminal.
Get your coffee yet?
Why is everybody asking me that?
Coffee. Station. Oh, can't do that.
555.
No.
Please go to the Pink and White Kent Hospital as soon as possible.
It's against all broadcast regulations. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I'm not allowed. Ask something else. Jimmy Carter peanut butter rolling across the land in an oozy, nutty blob. Here and there on hand. Jimmy Carter's peanut butter really ought to be the peanut butter of your family.
Dino De Laurentiis.
Carlo Rambaldi.
See, they didn't say it. Couldn't bring themselves to say it. They stopped it at Barack Obama. See what Mr. Vreede.
I'm quite curious to know why he would do such a thing. So please show it to me when you open it up so I can see it.
A virus from the moon.
And, well, you know, the way Mr. Mavridis thinks and so on. He's opening the package, folks. He's penetrating to the core. A beautiful wrap job, too.
Is it a crank gift?
Oh, what? That's a great box.
The one USM-447 show drone.
Is there one in the box there?
From General Atomics.
Oh, boy. Excellent. Well, I guess now you're really going to put this thing on a firm footing.
General Atomics isn't messing around.
Yeah,
no, it's like writing to the Acme Corporation.
So now I have to go through the radioactively sealed tape. But I don't want to hurt the show drone.
No, don't penetrate the gas canister.
As usual, these government...
Those things usually have security protocols
where
you can open
them. I think it's got a riff, a little riff that's almost... Let's see, what can I...
Now, where did he come up with that?
I'm going to go put on a radiological suit.
Yeah, I think that thing is hot. It's radiating over there. Look, that's like a rainbow there. That must be fairly radioactive. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America.
I need a TAF reading on gravity pressure. Check it. Bias AU. Plus one. Spin back. Your GHF reading.
Can't take my eyes off the mood now.
I need a computer reading.
You have a mood as long as you're staring at it.
No, it's doing this purple thing, but the edges are really blue.
That checks out here.
You don't think it's worth it?
To do the show? No.
You don't think it's worth it?
Oh, say, can you see?
Yeah, fairly well. I need new glasses, but...
See, when I have a box full of the Apollo stuff in the car.
Apollo?
Yeah, from the set of the movie where they go to the moon.
Oh, no. we're not going to sacrifice to Apollo.
So you just go get the right tool for
427
right.
Echo to Central.
That has to be done by daytime.
What so proudly
super sealed
at the twilight's last gleaming.
Yes,
Everett, we hardly knew ye.
Broad stripes, bright stars.
Maybe you're not supposed to get in here.
Through the perilous fight.
We can see the man Otto Meyer now.
Where the hamsters were splashed. Ramparts were wrenched? Watched. And ramparts were what? Where the ramparts were... Hot? No, that can't be.
I'll have that with a fried egg on it.
KRAZY on the bop of your dial in Cool Town, USA.
Now that's
today,
a station ID.
And today we have the
gallinest,
craziest
Mr.
cat in the world as our guest.
Septic tank got packed. It.
No, really.
There ought to be someone else who can do it. He has a higher position than most people.
For all this, anyway, what's going on here?
The show went to the moon and found some really high grade ore. We got the idea from a movie, a really good movie. Yeah, I went to see it last night.
Moon Rainbow, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I pulled it out the other night, I was watching just because the pacing and the speaking is so good. Because she reads out to everything. So it's just like, oh, yes. It's like 15 minutes go by. That's a great movie. 11 minutes go by.
Yeah.
You don't have to do much. Just
And it's the Doris Wishman editing style of, you know, like, film the reactions to the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know who's, like, wins, I think, the best one for that is Blaze Starr Goes Nudist. It's like all of her like eye flare bits and like all of her reacting to the words and stuff. Those are the best like shots of like, you know, the dialogue is over here and I'm like assimilating in the work.
I don't think I've seen that in a long time, so. Because the one with Chesty Morgan.
That
the Spy
I barely
series,
remember, yeah.
Those Deadly are really weapons. Sad. She just looks so sad as a human being in the shots. They really kind of creep me out.
Yeah, and like the veneer of the 60s was kind of gone, you know. It's like,
yeah, it's just like this is filmed at Jack Ruby's place. You know, it's so sleazy feeling. Not exactly sleazy, just really sad. Like she's looking at the end of her time or I don't know what she's thinking, but they don't have like nudes on the moon where you want to move there, you know?
Yeah.
Because the moon maids are so great.
Yeah.
Dancing in diapers all the time.
Well, that's the thing. The Blaze Starr Goes Nudist. It's like the nudist camp has a lot of those kinds of like, look over here, you know? And then there'd be like activities and stuff.
Right. They're called cutaways on the moon. And you look at the pretty moon gals and their pipe cleaner antennae, and you think to yourself, they're sitting on really sharp coral. They must be amazing ways to handle pain when you can eat candy bar wrappers and sit on raw coral.
Yeah. Well, they just don't know the earth ways.
They also, they have a special wand that knocks you out. Just, they touch you in the head, and the next thing you know is you kind of go to show land.
Yeah. That's probably where the Vulcan neck pins came from.
Yeah.
Probably looked at that and went, hey, we need like a little stunning device.
Yeah. Yeah. Nude on the moon. And the thing, everything's great. I mean, every single frame of that movie, even the theme song that has a title card that does nothing for the 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes this song is on. No letters appear, but obviously some should appear.
Yeah.
It's just the greatest.
I should use that, like, just that, like, loop of the running, you know, title
running
card
dogs.
Without a title, yeah. It's just like a star thing, you know, so that would be a, you know, like a...
You mean a Starbase Luigi?
I'm pasta for you, my little baby. Angel hair pasta.
Queen bee.
Calling Queen Bee, calling spacecraft Queen Bee.
And if I ever went to prison, it would be for something big.
The ramparts were scorched, are so gallantly steaming.
Wow.
What did you get into the box? Oh, look at the show drone.
The show drone.
How about that?
Goodness.
Well, that is really a piece
of
equipment there.
I'm supposed to eat the paper.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I saved the box. It's collectible. And so that's what it was, folks. Puzzling Evidence was given a show drone.
Yeah.
And
a USM-147 show drone.
One USM-44-7 show drone.
See, from General Atomics.
From General Atomics, that's right. Well, a kid can throw rocks at it, but I doubt if he can do anything.
Many cases.
Is that used to, like, decommission nuclear power plants?
I think so.
One atom at a time.
Any standoff kind of...
It's hard to find the storage tanks to store all the dirty water. Don't crumple up the instructions.
That's some fake fire.
We've been told we've heard all the tapes, and I have no reason to believe otherwise.
Hmm. Okay.
No reason.
But okay. We're still listening to them.
Once we've heard them, they will make our decision.
That's right. They'll become part and parcel of our presentation.
Oh, how beautiful. As we dance around with the entire Berkeley area. It's interesting because there's no remote and there's no stand.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
So it just flies around like a human. It just does what it wants.
Excellent.
We'll have to see.
Stage left.
With our little show drone.
That thing's flying around like some kind of gigantic insect.
Insect. That's just sick. Okay, we just have a cue mark there for the almost the end of the show.
It's a coming up fast. Yes, we can't keep this up forever. Like the show drone, the show itself will have to land and soon. But for now, look at it bob and weave.
Show drone's real thing.
Yeah, well, somebody should have taken a picture. Can still take a picture.
Can still. Will and, well, it's in the
for
air.
For this historic right occasion.
Can that show drone do something about the flies in my studio room here?
Tapes,
really?
Yes.
Ain't no flies on Jesus.
You knew about the flies in this computer?
I don't know why there are flies in here.
This was a touchscreen until recently. Then flies were landing on it.
I don't feel at all well.
And causing shows to do all kinds of funny things.
Is that why? That's why in your part of the studio, they have the fly stick on
the hippie
disgusting
temptation.
Fly yeah. trap. That
they have names, Hal.
Oh, well, yes, there's little Mortimer there, and with his thorax stuck at the top, that's
to be very high.
George.
And
Yeah. What about the fake ones?
Those, I can't understand why they have a bunch of phony flies up there as well as actual fly corpses. Brought all the way from Fly Ranch, Nevada.
Anyway, it's a fly problem over in the room I'm in.
They really just ought to, you know, zip it up.
But since
oh, look, the show drone lights up.
Wow.
And look, it flies. Oh, there it goes up. It's up there, folks. It's up near the ceiling, whirling around, and it's all colors.
Take that, flies.
Green and blue. Yeah, it might roll. It's zapping around the control room, folks.
Wow.
And it's near the fly strip, too.
What if it gets caught in a fly strip?
It would be awful. It would be besmeared with the foul corpses of flies.
Wow.
Uh-oh, it landed rather hard there.
I don't think those flies have a chance against that thing.
For many, the price of taking the shortcut to discovery...
You can control it.
Is there a remote control, or does it just fly around on its own?
It has a mission. It's pre-programmed.
That was wild.
That was incredible. Yay! The flying show drone.
I think you can control it by...
Like
you, but
it says this is uncontrollable.
Oh, yeah.
It's a force of nature.
Wait, I can see the future. That might be it for the charge.
Beaker, 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 beaker.
Turn them on central without gravity.
Well, unplug everything in the studio if you can charge that.
How do you charge it? Do you have a charging cord?
Yeah, there's a little charging cord. Everybody's got one.
And well,
I think you control it maybe a little bit by holding the ball of air that it produces.
Charge smartphone and kind of steer it,
but
so the
you mean by 30 seconds? Putting your hands near the blades? Is that what you're saying?
No, near its little round butt.
Must remember.
Oh.
No, remember. I'm sorry, but I'm using the air, the column of air.
Remember.
I realize if I could do this, I could kind of shape it, but it's meant to go up and hit the ceiling.
Excuse me.
It had a lot more gumption than I expected.
Yeah, and it's usually draining a lot of battery power because it's got
forward,
flashing
man.
Lights and twirling propellers.
It couldn't terrify us without using all its power.
The glitter and the attraction of the bright and bold and noisy.
And when it went up,
That's right.
Was more than bright and bold. It was spectacular.
Oh, yes.
And it will fly again, I'm sure. And speaking
of
flies, maybe we could take those fly strips down. They've got to be swarming with virulent bacteria.
And we should take them down?
Well, they're in our space here, man. There's
man.
A dead fly thing.
Come on, come on.
Well, you want live flies coming to this room over here.
No, thank you. I think I've seen enough of our friend, the common fly. Yes.
Here we are at the little fly funeral.
That is too bad, but plenty more where they come from.
That's why this place is filling up fast.
They'll call it Cobweb Hotel. The Lord in his wisdom made the fly and then forgot to tell us why.
In the series Absolutely Fabulous, there's a small running joke about one of the characters thinking that maybe in the movie The Fly that really did happen. And Jeff Goldblum is out there somewhere as half fly, half
yeah, that
not
is,
even half.
That's been covered up, though, by...
Oh, yeah, I forgot the cover-up.
Yeah, right. Remember, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up, so...
Did Tom Hanks really go to the moon? He does everything. He goes to the moon, then he comes here and saves people in ships and planes.
He didn't go to the moon, but it's of interest to notice that in his movie, he was in the Vomit Comet. They build a set in the Vomit Comet.
Oh, yeah.
And so they really are in the microgravity.
Von Braun. And
so are all the camera people, sound people.
Yes. Director. Can't have been that easy to do, but that was a fun thing for them.
And then, you could, in the mic cut, you'd show the crash of the Vomit Comet, and then he crawls up on the island where he is for
Coraline.
Yes, with only a ball for company.
And that ball is a show drone.
Spalding? Oh, well. So you're out of power, you can't fly her again.
No, it's charging, but I have a bad feeling the battery might be really tiny.
Mm.
It's so light.
That's all right.
And
well,
it has a lot of mechanical stuff.
Fun to watch it go up there.
Yeah.
It's really something. Too bad we could not film the flight of the show drone.
Well, I'm thinking of bring both drones and shoot with the other little tiny
drone. Drone to drone combat.
The first drone.
Yes, the first drone could take a picture of the second drone, and the second drone could snap the first drone in two as they battle above our heads.
Again and again and again.
I'm glad
as
you
Amazon takes over the Amazon
notify the press.
With drones.
Hundreds and thousands. Well, actually, at Burning Man, I think it was a few years ago, they had a spectacular launch of 10 godzillion drones, all with lights on, that went up and up and up. You know, we watched, and some people said, is that all there is? And then a huge cloud appeared behind that that filled the entire sky. Where did they all go? They must have landed somewhere.
8 years ago by President Kennedy.
He's still sad about that.
That's stupid, Bob.
Stupid.
Right. Even besides, this is the best show. We're on the best
show. You know
what?
Yeah,
that's right. This is the best show. That's just a Johnny-come-lately
that
struggles to be like
this
show. To the
1800s great man theory, where, you know, the great shows. Each show is so great that I almost broke my arm back slapping the other shows.
Because your magnanimity is so large.
My greatness is just a little bit bigger than their greatness.
Right. And your greatness has the potential then to elevate others to a level of greatness.
See, folks, how this works? It's unbelievably great, this show. And then you, by listening to it, become even more unbelievably great.
And you'll learn what makes America great.
Love you, America.
Comes up in Alamo.
Look, baby. There he is. He's still there.
Product that actually is
special mouse finger powder.
What is a product that actually is a thing that exists? That they'll go over it and not stop and eat it, and I can potentially get a sense of the flight plan.
Smurf Infestation.
Smurf 6 is out this week.
remember Stang's anti-Smurf sermon from years ago. Yeah. I still agree with it.
Yeah, well, it's all about that Smurfette. She causes a lot of problems.
She's the only female Smurf in the entire colony.
She's the chief
Smurfette, indeed.
Smurfette.
Why, I oughta
trial it sometime. Trial it.
Now, just go to IamSmurfette.com. Yes, that's what you shout at the belly dancers in their traditional culture.
My eyes, yes. Oh no.
My eyes, yes. As if your eyes had been blasted by the sight of so much feminine bulk that you...
It was so beauteous, it blew my mind.
Yes.
It was beautific.
Like hapless Semele.
And beautilicious.
Coming into the pork town.
When she appeared to flaming Jupiter.
All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish
a snake scale. A snake dance.
Everybody hates you.
I hate you.
You have no purpose.
Nothing
a snake
you do
scale.
Is right.
You a snake. Kill yourself. A snake dance.
Nothing you ever do is right. Everything you do is wrong. And I hate you.
You a drag snake scale. Everyone away.
A snake.
You
a snake dance
yourself. How can you really let somebody go when you love them?
You are just a pathetic woman.
How can you really let me go? You can never let me go. Are you afraid of me? Are you afraid of loving me?
I am you.
A siren. You are a failure because you let it happen because you knew.
Well, that's you all right, knew. Mama.
What do you fear most of all?
What are you afraid of?
9 years is the exact right amount of time to be in a...
I ask you a question. Don't worry. Do not fret.
Stimulus regression programming. Sorry.
That's stupid.
Drug that I'm on.
It has nothing to do with that.
They shut down the main power. They might not read our auxiliary.
Put him down!
What are you gonna do now?
Ghostbusters?
Yes. I'm waiting for the bus. Yeah.
Renewed energy. Be able to leap up, leap the rainbows of the brooks, jump from rock to rock.
That's like that
climb effortlessly.
Why do you keep slapping yourself?
I'm just trying to stay awake.
Because it's fun when I stop.
Well, I didn't realize you were doing it too. You can quit it. I'll just do the slapping over here.
Yeah, if I'm going to slap myself, then...
And we hope we haven't offended...
Listen to that interesting sound that caller is making.
That caller is crooning in sorrow because we've offended and injured. Yes, offended.
That's one of the strangest calls we've ever gotten.
Well, it's a call from very far away, picked up by our deep dish radio antenna.
Is that caller singing a very high note?
Recorded from the Lesser Magellanic Cloud and the general celestial vicinity of the Crab Nebula. Readers of Pete Goldie's column will remember that the Crab Nebula is actually the remains of a disintegrated solar system.
And that's some of the hard-hitting news you hear on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
That's right, some hard-hitting...
We don't save anything.
Below-the-belt news stories.
We don't hold back.
We're pounding a news beat here at the Puzzling Evidence Show in the Bureau.
It helps a lot if you're small and can't defend yourself very well.
Like some dusty moth larva. Or a just-born, half-blind weasel.
No, do the other thing.
Thanks, yeah. Well, it's emblematic of the line in our minds. That line that we won't cross.
Don't
for
you
nobody.
Cross that line. No.
Know-how.
But But in order to get them, they have to chop them off an enormous lump, larger than a bathtub, larger than a refrigerator. This huge, quivering white cube.
Well, that's, you know, that's the price you
paid. It was terrifying to see that thing coming down the assembly line. What a sense of mortality.
Uh-huh. I'd like to watch them when they chop it. How do they chop it?
It's some kind of a machine that that does it. They don't do it with a chopper, that's for sure.
Got some big guy there with a big old meat cleaver just hacking away.
Well, that would be wonderful. Those brawny arms are constantly at work. Yes, that would be a
meat cleaver in each hand, just whack, whack.
But it's not a meat cleaver. The stuff has a consistency less than cheese, you know. It's almost like a meringue. You have to cut it with certain finesse. And so high speed, it's forced, I think, through various gratings. And, you know, it's just rendered down. It's chopped and made the optimum size. There's the larger size and the small size.
9 years is the exact right amount of time to be in a bad relationship.
The reason I'm calling is, if you have any garbage, would you mind putting it out now?
Kurt, the strangest thing happened. Both my watch and the car clock stopped at 5 after 3. I wonder why.
Puzzling evidence.
No, I've got a premonition.
Oh, don't be foolish. Come on.
Yes.
Reverend Howard.
Yes.
You have and I have.
You know, if you get some dictionary out of that,
yours dead too?
I don't know. No radio, TV, even the wire services are cut.
Yes?
I don't understand it. Between what's going on around here?
Or maybe it'll come to puzzling evidence, because he was there in those days, and he also had to listen to the endless chatter about,
Sure, why not? As you will.
Because if you don't, if you go see Pacific Rim or Superman, you need to know about
Oh, it's, did I say it's No Sarah Lincoln? It's 7.9.
Jim Cornyatis and I are going to see Percy Jackson and Sea of Monsters.
Loser K-Rock.
Exactly.
With this, there you go.
It's already Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters.
For the knob.
Is that a movie?
That is a movie. It's the second in the Percy Jackson series.
She probably does.
After Percy Jackson. Percy Jackson and the Olympians. Covering the lightning.
On it. Big light surface.
It's the most technically accurate when it comes to the solar system sci-fi film I think I've ever saw, and it is horrible.
Are you cranking that right now?
Nose hair Linkland glowing there.
It's us. I'm going so I can review it. Jim's going because he likes those movies.
Evening, Wednesday.
That's a perfect match.
Yes.
Storytellers.
Which means we're all in our 90s in a big bed.
Yeah. Giggle.
You guys killed the storytellers with the original curly hair.
Oh, yeah. It took all of us. They were hard.
We strangled them with their own bedclothes.
It takes a village to kill the storytellers.
They would run in and pile up on them on the bed, and they couldn't breathe. So they couldn't do their show.
Do you enjoy hurting others, feeling them in pain?
See?
Are they doing
last transmission they made.
Are they suffering now still?
Yeah. Yeah, because it goes out and radiates forever. So some part of the storytellers, the radio signal, will always be suffering as it goes out into space.
Good. Good.
I like what you've done here. Yes.
This must be the Hal Needs a Beer music.
Oh, we didn't do it last show. I'm so sorry about that Friday show. That show had everything against it, and somehow it
was a turkey in the straw. That's what gets my beer.
I was going to say, what is the Hal Needs a Beer music?
I don't care. It's just we didn't have the props ready to
turkey
lower
in the straw
a half-drunk
now,
so beer down in the
on its side.
Little,
it's
yeah,
sweet,
yeah.
Dripping beer.
Dripping beer. Which he has to then, pick up and wipe off of
and
a dirty
napkin with
there.
A
dirty napkin.
Phone number on it. But it's half smudged and gone now.
There you go, Hal. From your friends.
Yeah, we should have done it because there was nothing on the table.
Yeah, I know. It was a
naked table.
Caesar, you made contact. We're not moving.
And Jim Fortiyanis, a large man, had a little tiny table to sit by.
I know. I don't know who to blame for this.
What a weird show.
I mean, I heard him say something about, like, you know, that because his back was hurting him, he didn't want to, like, have to carry the thing, you know, from the back.
Oh, that's a lie. His
Which to me is like, you know, ask
fine.
Someone else. I mean, yeah. I was like, I would have helped him, but I didn't find out till too late, and yeah, whatever. Love you, Jim. See you tomorrow night.
No, it's a lie if you think he was lying. He was not lying about that.
Single parents are welcome. If you live in New Jersey, call Walter at 201-233.
So nobody calls the show anymore.
This show? No, nobody knows the number.
Yeah. And I forbid the telling of it because it's like too much like protocol.
You're listening to Rolling Events.
There we go.
Yeah. Why do you hate radio?
Oh, gee.
It's the Kill K-Rob tone. You're listening to Radio Lounge.
He's not coming back.
Rob tonight.
Yeah.
That was the, like when I had that moon-shaped head.
Exactly. And that rocket kept flying into it.
Because it kind of screws up the show. And that would be K-Rob tonight, or Krob tonight.
K-Rob tonight. Is that the name of the show now?
Yeah,
K-Rob tonight?
It's on at 12:30. We're going to hang around and see.
K-Rob tonight! Yeah, so that's why I do my Tom Waits.
The Black Rob.
I think that's probably your best approach. You
the
know,
Ray-Bans,
when
the
you,
moon
when you chop the show around.
There's Gay Rob for those
drive-throughs.
Gay Rob is after Gay Rob?
No, it's not a... that's just for the sales marketing.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so we get that.
It's a marketing angle. It's not a recurring character on the Gay Rob show.
Yeah, the Krob tonight is just like... It's kind of like Jimmy Carson, but not...
I'm afraid I fell asleep.
Oh, time for the movie to start. See, when I was growing up, they had the good old national anthem.
Yeah, and cue the static.
And you had to stand there as if your country was sinking.
Just like Bob is doing, standing proudly and patriotic.
Standing up for my national anthem. No, I'm standing up to... I'm sitting on kind of a semi-hard office chair.
Wow.
Well, of course you are. This is America.
Yeah. Right, I am. This is what could be more American than having a sore ass from sitting in an office chair. Hours and hours and hours staring at the screen, wishing you could go home. Did you have to stare at the computer screen some more? Did you have to sit at work today or something? Oh, no, today I built
a show. And who cares?
Thanks for your help, Puzzling Evidence.
But yeah, okay.
We're there now.
Bonus Baron, Bob, canning dust.
About vacation, you know,
happen.
Listen to me. If you don't lay out the bread for it, listen to a Judy Garland album at Carnegie Hall. Judy Garland at Carnegie Hall. You will hear vows that you never heard in your life.
Bakersfield, California.
I promised I'd come back and help you. See, I always keep my promises. Can I stay here with you? No, honey, I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. There's nothing I can do about that.
So much more disappointing. I heard cries of jovial.
What do you call it? Jovial tea?
People all excited about being out
jovial
on
tea?
A Wednesday night. Yeah, they're all hooray.
Jovial tea.
Hooray, we're young. Jovial tea. Let's have some more.
There are some out there.
Yeah, I went to look and they were all gone. They had walked around the corner.
Poof, gone.
Yeah, that's what it's like here at Radio Wednesday. We're on a corner.
Which wire you're sailing? Hi, sweetie. Please. Edward, is that you? Don't be afraid. No one will hurt you. Edward, is that you?
Trust the movement.
Yeah, we don't need that anymore.
Oh, there goes our mood.
Hang on.
No, I'm not.
I hope I'm not playing this.
My course is success in sites of real estate.
Yeah, I think he had me turned down. Right? Cool.
I hope so. What is it? Device.
Who cares?
Device 13,000.
Yeah, it's device square root of pi. It's really obscure. I don't think you've heard of it. Who cares?
Not we. We're the menace from outer space, man.
I'm saving my battery for porn. Done with you guys.
Yeah, my battery just died on my thing.
What, you're certain? What, one thing is down? So what? Yeah. Don't you have 14 more?
Yeah, this is like the Bismarck in the final hours.
Can't just scare it.
Torpedo.
Don't they have a bunch? Did you look and see if they have maybe?
It goes into
special.
Yeah, it gives you the rotten apple look.
With the pouty face.
At 6 this morning, skid marks appear to match the tire tracks from Reno.
Yeah.
It looks like he scraped the rail, lost some paint too.
The skid marks.
Well, once upon a time, this was Nose Hair Linkland, but thanks, K-Rob, you did it again. You made it your show. It's always about you.
Yeah.
Now I can talk directly to you.
I just take that show and I grab it.
After 1 a.m., I can just say, okay. Never thought K-Rob and I would fight so much, but here we are.
Yeah. No. Ne'er an eye contact deal.
Are you now? Or have you ever?
I wonder how K-Rob would feel if I decided to take this podcast for my own and not credit him when I put it up on the Nose Hair Linkland podcast website.
I'm all about the credit. I'm like Dustin Hoffman and Wag the Dog. It's like, I'll die for it, dude.
Yeah.
I'll just be like right in the...
You'll method die for it.
Method. Mr. Robinson, you can't kill me.
Did you find Vitelli?
This arcade is really clean.
Yeah, it's got Xbox.
Wow, play a long time on a quarter.
I think it's being blowed up. We took in a lot of inventory today. If something got mixed in, we'll be sure handed back. But I don't think we're your men. Let me check through the cargo. Is it marked at all?
I think twice about playing games with me there, mister. I will blow you to pieces.
You do that, your precious crate gonna be in bitty shards now.
Vector shards.
Best kind. Okay, let's,
Really?
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Now, restart the show.
We hired these guys to clean out for us?
Yep, now it's a puzzling evidence thing.
Damn it.
All right. He just took it, just like that.
So harsh.
I'll kick it back over to you. There we go. La, 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 la.
I need something stronger.
Take four red capsules.
Very firm in your
face. Motherless, and then it goes into we have an incoming Alliance cruiser bearing down on us.
Where did all the drones go?
They went to KPFA 94.1.
It's Apollo Saturn Control. We just passed the 2 hour 20.
Apollo Command Center is over at KPFB 89.3.
Well, thanks to Lies for providing that
bit
of technical.
I hope he didn't stay up. He's really old.
Well,
but he owns KFCF in Fresno.
Yes, he can do the playback.
Nobody owns 97.5 K24 ABR Santa Cruz.
I own Relodio. Free and clear.
And, of course,
on the air,
it's online at www.kpfa.org as well.
Good morning, Buzz.
What's so good about it?
That's all right. There, there. It's going to be all right.
Oh, no! She'll leave me. I said, what do